Hello everyone, and welcome to CVIEW Quantum Network. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to Cape Town, South Africa, and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn, where she explains the current position of the planets and stars and how they affect our lives. Our series includes the energies of 2018, the equinoxes on March and September, the solstices on June and December, the Planetary New Year, and the Lion Gate. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Celia Fenn is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She offers online webinar courses and private consultations. She founded and runs the Star Shaman School of New Shamanic Studies and the Soul Voyager courses in intuitive painting. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. Want to jump the long list of callers and get your call today? For only $11, we take your call. Simply submit your payment at www.paypal.me/PUREKO/11 and message Claudia Pareko on Facebook or in our chat room and let her know you have submitted your payment along with the number you're calling from. 2018 is the year 2 of the new Earth cycle, one of diving deep, going deep inside to access creativity and power. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music, and dance. To contact Celia, please visit www.starchildglobal.com. Now relax, get comfortable, and allow Archangel Michael's activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to CVIEW Quantum Network. And today we have our first episode of the Planetary Activation Series. And of course, we're starting with the energies of 2018 with Celia Fenn. She is calling from South Africa and she comes to CVIEW about 6 times a year, sometimes more, depending on what the energies are bringing and what we need. So we are in January, and today we are going to experience a full moon. This is called a wolf moon, and Celia is going to explain us what those energies what the energies of the moon will bring to our lives, because it's a very powerful moon. And then there's an eclipse also in January. But we don't want to continue talking. We want to bring Celia. But before we do that, remember that we're going to have the opportunity to sign up to Celia's first webinar on the Aquarius 2-2 Stargate. So this is the first year that she's doing this, and she's also going to let us know the reasons behind this. So that seminar, you can sign up now. You can go to starchildglobal.com and sign up, because it's going to start on January 28th. So now, please, let's welcome Celia to the show so she can take charge of it and we can experience today's activation with Archangel Michael. Just so you know, today we are not having callers. So if you have submitted your payment, we will bring that call for our next show in March. Now, welcome Celia to CVIEW.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you so much. I'd just like to wish you and your family and everyone who's listening a wonderful Happy New Year and a great year in 2018. As you said, it's a very powerful time. Today is the full moon, it's not only the 1-1, the 1st of January, it's also the full moon. And I'm sure everyone's been feeling through December and up to today this very powerful energy that's been accumulating in the last days, culminating in this full moon. I know you mentioned it's a wolf moon, but it's also, in astrological terms, it's a full moon in Cancer, which is the sign we connect with the goddess, the divine feminine, or the priestess. So it brings very powerful feminine energy that we are receiving as a gift for this day, this New Year's Day. And Cancer is opposite to Capricorn, which is the sign we associate with masculine energy. So it's a beautiful balancing of the divine feminine and divine masculine. And as I go through the information for today, I think you'll understand why this is so important as we move into 2018. Now, before I go into the information for today, I just wanted to say that people who have worked with me and listen to our activations and broadcasts will know that I work with the sacred year, which begins on the 26th of July. So the planetary new year is actually on the 26th of July. And what we're experiencing now is what I would call the third dimensional new year. It's the time that is traditionally associated with the new year, which makes it powerful, of course. But in terms of the sacred cycles of time and creation, it's actually the mid-cycle from July to December and then December to July again. So we're moving into the second cycle of creation and manifestation. But in both cases, it's a very powerful time for us. So, Claudia and listeners, what I'm going to do today is we're going to look at what's going to be the major energies in 2018, working with the numbers and the energies of the numbers. And then I'm going to look at two of the major themes or archetypes that are going to be arising in the year to assist us to create and to move forward in our creativity. And then we'll be doing an activation with Archangel Michael. So before I go into this, I just want to also say another thing, is that many people are now saying, well, we don't really need to worry about time, you know, time's old-fashioned, et cetera, et cetera. And we only live in the now. And I would agree with that. We do live in the now. Now is a very important place where we create and we focus our intention. But the nature of time is very precious and very sacred. I remember Jose Argelius saying that time is art, and art is the creation of our lives and of our soul purpose on the earth. So while we live in the present, we're constantly creating time, and that's a very precious gift that is given to us here on earth. So as we look at 2018, we're seeing it not as something that holds us back or something we're trapped in, but as a gift to explore and to create and to actually weave our way forward in time, which I think is beautiful. So as you probably know, 2018 is, in numerology, it's a master number, because 2018, if you add up the numbers, you get 11. And 11 always indicates a moment or a place where mastery is required or mastery is achieved. And that mastery is through initiation. So we're moving into a year which we might call a year of initiation and mastery. And if we ask that we're mastering, then the answer would be our ascension or our transformation to higher levels of consciousness. Because as we mentioned, through our transmissions and the webinars we've done, that we have reached the point where we have entered into New Earth consciousness. Now, we entered into fifth dimensional consciousness in 2011, and it's taken us all of 7 years to fully embody the other dimensions, multidimensional awareness. So those of you who are listening, you're here because the higher self wants you to be aware that you're being asked in 2018 to master higher consciousness, multidimensional being. And while this might be challenging in many ways, it's also very joyful. It's an achievement. It's like a celebration when you graduate from high school or from college. You have that moment of achievement and facing a new level, but one which you think is going to be really wonderful. So as we start 2018, I think it's really a good time to celebrate what we have achieved. And I know for many people, 2017 was very difficult. There were many challenges, and challenges were both physical, emotional, mental, sometimes spiritual. But here we are, and we're ready to move forward. And I think what many of the people I've spoken to, as well as myself, are feeling is that there's so much excitement, so much good, so much to be explored and created and experienced in 2018, that you really cannot help but feel excited to be moving into the cycle of manifestation and creation. Now, if we look at that 2018, the numbers that emerge are 2, 9, and 18. And to add to the richness of this time, the 2, again, is the divine feminine pathway of initiation. The 9 indicates wisdom and inner strength, and the 18 indicates what we call the moon energy, diving deep within ourselves to discover the depths of our soul and who we are. So these particular energies are going to push us into a new cycle of creation. In the now, we're not looking at what will happen in 6 months or in a year. And particularly, we're not asking you to do a 5-year plan or a 6-month plan or whatever. We're simply saying that being aware of these energies is going to help you to work with them and create in the moment, to make choices from day to day. I have found that with this awareness, when opportunities come to me, I'm more able to make choices about what I really want to do from deep in my soul and what perhaps is old energy that I don't really want to do. It really doesn't resonate with me. And I think this is where the mastery comes in. We have to look at, are we making a choice because it's a habit or because it worked in the past? Or are we making a choice because it's an adventure? It's something exciting. It's something our soul resonates with and something that feels like the new earth energy for us. That's very important. So with that in mind, let's look at the 2 paths that open for us. The first one I call the path of the lion heart. And the second one I call the path of deep power with the Lady of the Lake, who is the feminine Christ. So let's talk about the path of the lion heart. This pathway opened up for us at the total solar eclipse in Leo, just after the lion's gate in August of 2017. You might remember that very powerful eclipse, especially affecting the United States. And you might be happy to know that in this month, in January, on the 31st, we have a total lunar eclipse in Leo, which will complete the activation or integration of the new light codes for the Lion's Path. Because with the lunar energy, we have the feminine, and with the solar, we have the masculine. So they're coming into balance. Just as today, we are balancing the Cancer and Capricorn energies. So this thematic for the year is balancing our inner masculine and feminine energies. Now, the star elders, the star nations that work with us, because this is a path that is followed mostly by starseeds, because they are aware of their connection to the galaxy and to the stars. The first influence is Sirius, because the lion, the leonine teachers, the lion teachers of the lion path, are based primarily in Sirius, and they have worked with us for a long time. And so as we enter into the new earth, the Sirian lion teachers are coming with us to this new level, but they're also being joined by the new royal lion teachers, which are from the star called Alpha Leonis or Regulus. And together, they are the keepers of the path of the lion heart. So many of us are going to be working with them and setting out on the path of the lion heart. What is the path of the lion heart? Well, it's the path that requires us to connect with the royal energy within ourselves, our own personal power, and to access the king or the queen balance within ourselves. And together with that goes certain qualities that are available to us when we are self-empowered. For example, strength, courage, adventure, playfulness, and that regal inner sense of self-empowerment. So you will notice here that it's not just about the strength and the courage, it's also about playfulness and adventure. So there's a balance in the pathway. And for me, when I feel the path of the lion, I do feel that sense of setting out on an adventure. And of course, to set out on an adventure, you need an adventure to be setting out on. And I thought about this, and I thought, well, you know, every day is an adventure in many ways. But maybe it's time to really find an adventure in life. And I asked myself, what would be an adventure for me? Now, I travel a lot. I've been all over the world. So I enjoy my traveling. And I suppose traveling is an adventure. But I had never been north of my own country in Africa. And a friend of mine suggested that we should think about exploring north. And that to me was an adventure, because there we were, the two of us, two women, and we were going to go off on this adventure. We're going to go to, starting in Zambia, into Botswana, and then into Zimbabwe, two of us together in Africa. And for me, this was exploring the path of the lion heart, because we're going into lion territory. So that was my adventure. And, you know, that adventure had been calling me for many years, and I had always put it off. And I said to myself, too dangerous, or I can't do it on my own, or it's too this, or it's too that, or whatever. And when I connected with the path of the lion heart, I thought, no, now is the time for that adventure. Now is the time to draw on my courage and my strength and my playfulness and go forth and adventure. And the wonderful thing for me with this adventure is that I will be walking in the path of the lions, the lion heart. I think, as I explain this to you, one of the reasons why I'm doing this journey with the lions, is to explore the possibility of setting up a spiritual journey for the people who work with me, if they would like to come to Africa at the time of the Lion's Gate in August and experience the Lion's Gate in Africa, in not only at Victoria Falls, which is one of the key sacred spaces in Africa, but also at the Hwangi National Park, which is or was the home of Cecil the Lion, you might remember from 2 years back, who brought attention around the planet to the plight of lions in Africa and the need for a shift in relationship with or between humans and the leonine beings in Africa and on the earth. So we will be in Hwangi for the Lion's Gate. I think this is going to be wonderful. But one of the reasons why it's important is because the lions, the leonine beings, are the races who are keepers of the time spiral. You might remember from one of the other broadcasts that the lions are the keepers of yesterday and tomorrow. And so they are also the guardians of the new earth timeline. So this energy of time and creation is held by the leonine beings on the galactic level from Alpha Leonis and from Sirius. But on the planet itself, the white lions of Africa, which we call the star lions, are the major keepers of this energy. And the lions of sub-Saharan Africa, in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, and Namibia, are the keepers of this particular high-frequency, higher consciousness energy that creates a field of what we would call the paradise energy, the dream of Africa, the savannas, the jungles, the relationship between the animals and nature and humans as well, all working in a balance. And it's important that we work with the leonine energies, whether we work with the star nations in our meditations and in our activations, or whether we actually physically go to a place on the planet where we can connect with the energy of the lions and let them feel that we are working with them on the path of the lion heart. So as you listen to these words, maybe feel in your own heart, what is the adventure that you would like to create on Earth? Where is the place that draws your lion heart? And what are the cosmic and galactic energies that you would like to experience in 2018? Because whatever you feel drawn to, whatever is your adventure, whatever is your soul calling you out to do, that is what you are going to be creating in 2018. Because you have a choice. You can choose between creating the same old life, the same old thing as you did in the third dimension, or you can choose the adventure of the lion heart, the energy of exploration and adventure and playfulness and going out there and walking in your courage and your strength. It really is up to you to make that decision. So for those of you who are interested in perhaps joining the Lion Journey, I'll have more information about that for you after I come back from my trip, because I'm leaving on Monday, next Monday, to spend 2 weeks with the Lions. And what I intend to do also is to write about my journey and take videos so that you can see how this energy is being experienced at this time in 2018, and if you want to join us for that. Let's move on now to the second major theme of 2018, which is the path of the Lady of the Lake, which is the feminine, divine feminine energy that is experienced on a very deep level, because the lake is a metaphor or a symbol for going deep into ourselves. You know, as you, if you go into a lake and it's a deep lake, you can feel yourself dropping down deeper and deeper into strange places and strange worlds. So the same thing happens when you dive deep into yourself, into your own soul. You dive deep into your inner truth and your soul power. So for those of you who are not familiar with the Lady of the Lake, let me explain who she is to you. She comes from the Grail cycle, the Celtic legends that have to do with King Arthur and Camelot. And the Arthurian cycle of stories is basically, again, a code or a symbol for the establishment of higher consciousness on the earth. So Arthur and Camelot is the pathway to a state of being, which we call New Earth. And Arthur was known as the once and future king, in that he ruled in Camelot once in the past, and he will in the future, which simply means that the earth will move back into that frequency that he represented, and he will live again. It's pretty much like the second coming of Christ, that this male energy will achieve a consciousness that will bring us back into a golden time, which in the Celtic cycle was called Avalon. As we move towards the frequency of Avalon in 2018, we are going to encounter the Lady of the Lake. Now, she was important because she was the one who gave the sword, which was called Excalibur, to Arthur to show that he was the true and rightful king of Camelot. So what she really is, if we think about ourselves, she is that divine feminine energy within ourselves that empowers, by giving the sword of truth, the king aspect of ourselves, that part of us that is Arthur, the rightful king, that then creates the new earth or Avalon or the realm of gold. So it's a very exciting thing for us to be encountering this wonderful being who is called the Lady of the Lake. But again, and I want you to notice that we're dealing with balancing the masculine and the feminine, and also that we cannot empower Gulen to create the new earth unless we connect with that very deep feminine flow of energy, which is called the Lady of the Lake. Now, in my own life, I did encounter the Lady of the Lake earlier in the year, when I was in Germany in September. This was my first encounter with her. We went to a very beautiful lake in southern Germany, which is called the Bodensee, Lake Constance, and we worked with that energy. And for everybody who worked with me, it was, and for me, of course, as well, it was a very powerful experience. It was going deep into yourself and looking at not just your fears, because that is normally what people look at when they go deep into themselves, but also looking at your power. What is the source of your power? Which, of course, is Excalibur, the sword. Now, Archangel Michael is also known to have a sword. So what does the sword represent? And my feeling is that it represents our ability to cut through the illusions, to cut through the dramas and the chaos, and to come to that point of absolute truth within ourselves. So what the gift of the Lady of the Lake is to give us the ability to cut through illusion and to take right action in the world. Right action for us, not for everybody, but for us. And I think this is what will be the essence of our path in 2018, that we will be able to cut through the illusion and find out what is the true path for us as we create in the new earth energy. And I think that's exciting because in my own case, for years I've been trying, you know, we're trying to heal ourselves, we're trying to release what is wounding us, we're trying to find the wholeness in our soul. But what we're being gifted with now is to almost bypass all those stories and simply connect with a very, very deep inner truth or deep inner flow that will tell us immediately, this is what you need to do, or this is what is right for you, or this is the path you need to follow. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, we will know in ourselves what is the true path and what is the path we need to follow. And that brings us to where we started, you know, 2018 being the year of mastery, when we finally master that ability to make choices and decisions that will activate our inner masculine in a positive way, that we will be the master, that we will draw on the divine feminine, and that we will go deep within ourselves to find that deep moon energy that comes from the divine feminine. Now, I really enjoyed working with her, the Lady of the Lake, in Germany. But what I also found as I was working with her, I even painted a picture. And the picture started off being Mary Magdalene. And I thought, no, that's fine. And then it turned out to be the Lady of the Lake. And I thought, well, okay. But as I worked with those two energies, I became aware that Mary Magdalene is the original Lady of the Lake. She's like the pattern or the template for the Lady of the Lake. And why I say that is because Mary Magdalene, who was the partner of Yeshua, who is the divine masculine, was born at a place called Magdala on the Sea of Galilee. That's why she's called the Magdalene, because she came from Magdala. I don't know if many people know that. It was one of the places I went to when I traveled in Israel a couple of years back. And when I went to the Sea of Galilee, I was so aware of her presence at that place. The Sea of Galilee itself is an incredibly powerful vortex of higher frequency energy. Obviously, that was where Yeshua performed his miracles, and he was drawing on that power, as did Mary Magdalene. And I just feel that some of the essence of her power, of her original power, comes from that lake, that sea, because the Sea of Galilee is in fact a lake. It's an a sea within land. And an opportunity came up, I'm still working on it, for me to go to the Sea of Galilee and do an art retreat for people at the Sea of Galilee. In order for us to connect with our deep feminine creativity at the Sea of Galilee, and also to anchor the light codes, the language of light, through painting, and to actually be the feminine Christ in Israel. And probably we'll do that in May. But this was another adventure that was calling to me through the energy of the second path of 2018. And I felt it was important because there's so much going on in the Middle East. There's problems in Syria, in Iran, in that area. And I felt that by simply being the divine feminine or the feminine Christ, there wasn't a need to particularly change people's minds or bring forth any great teaching or anything of that nature in the old way of thinking. It was simply being there and being creative. And in that act of creativity, to actually connect with the very deep flows of energy that were represented by Mary Magdalene when she worked at the Sea of Galilee before she went to France. So I think that will be very, very special. And as I work with these energies, I also work with what's coming up now in this next month, which is the total lunar eclipse in Leo on the 31st of January and the Aquarius gate on the 2nd of February. And these energies are going to integrate pathways and they're going to prepare us for the coming of the new energies as we move towards the new cycle, which will be in July. So it's time for us now to connect with Archangel Michael and to connect with our Star Nation friends, the Royal Lions, and with the Lady of the Lake, Mary Magdalene, as we open ourselves to the pathways of 2018. So I ask you simply now to make yourself comfortable. Make sure your spine is straight, your feet are on the floor, or if you wish, you can lie down. And simply take a minute to breathe deeply and open yourself for the activation. Connect with the divine spark of higher consciousness that is your soul, that lives in your heart, and feel that energy expanding around you most gloriously and most beautifully. And so we come together now in a circle of light around the planet on this first day of 2018. And we ask that Archangel Michael will be our guide for this activation. And we are aware also of the presence of the Royal Lions from Sirius and Alpha Leonis and of Mary Magdalene as Lady of the Lake, and of Yeshua and Arthur. Beloved ones, this is Archangel Michael, and here we are today to begin a new cycle of creation and to prepare you, beloved ones, to walk forth with confidence, playfulness, with joy, with laughter, and with power. Because this is your time to shine and to create and to be filled with energy as you step into your new earth mission as a soul of light. We ask you to feel now within your heart the power of your soul feel how that marriage of heaven and earth is taking place in you. You are balancing masculine and feminine. We ask you to feel the earth beneath your feet. Feel the presence of Gaia as she breathes, as her heart beats. For the planet is a living thing, a living being, part of you. And as you honor all of her, she is sacred and beautiful. Feel also your connection to the galaxy, to the cosmos, to the divine light of all that is, and feel how they are connected and married within your heart, that you are both heaven and earth in your own being, your own physical and light body. And now feel also how on the right-hand side of your body, beloved one, there is the energy of the divine masculine, of Yeshua and Arthur, as the Grail codes are activated to bring you into alignment with the energy of Avalon, the rising new earth. And then feel on your left-hand side the energy of the Lady of the Lake and Mary Magdalene, bringing you into alignment also with the flow of the divine feminine, with its nurturing, loving, caring, and very, very deep inner power. And feel how these energies also are coming into balance and into a marriage within your heart as the twin flames unite within you. And you are the divine marriage. And as you experience that, you feel these beautiful energies radiating out from you. And these are the frequencies of the new earth and of higher consciousness. So just breathe deeply, beloved ones. Feel those energies moving through you. This is the year of your initiation into these energies, the year when you become the master who transmits these energies. And now, beloved ones, you feel to you within the circle the energy of the royal lions, the Syrian lions, the keepers of the time spiral, the lions of yesterday and tomorrow, and also the royal lion beings, the great teachers from Regulus or Alpha Leonis, who have come now to work with you as you open up the path of the lion heart. And beloved ones, as you connect with their energy, you will feel rising within you a sense of power coming up your spine from the earth and down your spine from your cosmic roots, from the divine heart. And you feel your own heart activating with the energy of the royal lion. Feel your sense of adventure, playfulness. Everything becomes an adventure. There are so many adventures, so many paths to walk, so many paths to create within your time on this beautiful earth. And if you listen very carefully, you may hear the lions whispering to you a message for the year, a message of support and a message of guidance. And as you receive this message, feel the golden light emanating from these beings, coming from the center of the galaxy, coming from the sun, creating a solar crown in your soul star chakra, and then radiating down into your body. As you accept the solar crown that is gifted by the lion teachers of Alpha Leonis, and just breathe deeply, feeling that beautiful light moving through you and through your body. And as you accept these light codes, these light energies, you are opening to this new pathway of adventure and creation. And now you will feel the presence of new energy. A very powerful and very beautiful energy is coming now into your field, radiating diamond light as well as the golden light. And the platinum light is all around her. And she is the Lady of the Lake who comes to empower you to enter the path to Avalon, the new earth, the higher consciousness. And as she comes to you, beloved ones, we feel her power entering into your body, into your light body. And you feel within yourself deep, deep levels of power waiting to be expressed and created as you move forward to the new earth. And now, beloved ones, you feel yourself fully empowered. You are radiating golden light from the solar crown. You are radiating diamond light from the Lady of the Lake and platinum light. You are powerfully embodying these new energies. And now at this time, at this full moon in Cancer, stand beneath the energy of the moon, this powerful symbol of 2018. You feel your power rising within yourself, which is not an ego power. It is not a dominating power. It is the power of your soul, your power to create, your power to be a light on the planet and to hold the energies of higher consciousness that others may experience and enjoy and embody these energies. Beloved ones, as you integrate these energies, know that you are the way showers and the one to go forward to demonstrate these energies. So just allow yourself to transmit these energies outward to the planet. Connect with all the others under this beautiful moon who are integrating the divine feminine energies in order to activate the divine masculine, the true king of power within them. And feel those connections around the planet, from heart to heart, from soul to soul, as the waves of light beings and light warriors, the star seeds, and the diamond children are all connecting together to transmit these beautiful energies to the earth that is rebirthing on a higher level. So just for a minute, breathe those energies. Breathe them in, breathe them out. Hold them in your light body. Hold them in your heart, in every cell in your body. And as you do this, you are illuminating 2018. You're creating a pathway forward. You are bringing light to the world. You are mastering the pathways of the new earth. And you are going forth in adventure, in fun, in courage, in strength, in the power of the divine feminine. And so we ask you always to remember to have courage, to have strength, but to have an adventure. For that is why you are here on the earth. To adventure in the light and to create and explore. So just know that at this time, the full moon will continue to transmit these energies, pulsate these energies, and bring them into balance within you and on the earth. And so, beloved ones, we offer you our blessing for the year that lies ahead. Know that the angels and guides are always with you. You need only ask, and we will support you. So at this time now, as we complete our activation, we ask you to simply return your energy and your focus now back into your physical body and back into your heart. Just breathe deeply into your heart. Feel those beautiful, radiant energies around you. And now just move your body. You can move your hands and your feet. And breathe deeply once again. And now open your eyes and become aware of your physical reality. And that you are ready now to begin this spiral of time and creation that we call 2018. And so we now hand you back to the channel so that she may continue and complete the work. Okay, so everyone is now returned back into the space, and hopefully you are feeling that sense of adventure and creation for the energies that are coming, and especially gratitude to these powerful energies that are working with us, the lions and the lady of the lake. So for those of you who would like to know more about this, I just want to just say before Claudia comes back, is that I am also offering a webinar series called The Aquarius Gate and the Activation of the Lion Path, which starts at the end of the month. So if you would like to know more about what's involved in working with these energies, and also to join with a group of fellow souls, members of your soul tribe in this work, then please go to my website, the Star Child Global website, and you'll be able to read more information about that. So let's go back to Claudia, who I think is ready to say something.
Yeah, well, that was a very nice activation, and one that is so needed for 2018. So I want to thank everybody that was here with us today. We had a lot of people listening in the chat room. So our next activation with you, Celia, is for the solstice. So this is in March.
Equinox.
So the best...
The equinox.
Yeah, the equinox. It's in March. So the best way for people to be on top is to register to your Facebook event that you have with CVU. So just go to Claudia Pureco or CVU Quantum Network and add your name to the event. It shows all of the events there. You're going to find the links for replay. You can replay these activations as many times as you need with the same code that we have been using. It's free, and you can share it and just enjoy them. So, Celia, thank you for being here, and we wish you a lovely vacation so you can charge up on energies and be ready for the webinar.
In February, yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Claudia. Thank you for allowing me to speak to people from here. And I'm wishing you and everyone else a wonderful pathway into 2018. Just remember to have an adventure and have fun and focus on your inner truth. Don't be caught up in all the things that are going on that are negative. But just focus on your own inner truth and discerning where you're going with this new earth energy. And I will certainly look forward to being with you at the Equinox and once again doing an activation for the energy. So thank you, Claudia.
Thank you as well. And thank you, everybody. Goodbye.